Orin, you must be delighted with that result today, because Ards can be a difficult place to come in. First half, you had chances, as we were saying off air, mainly from set pieces, but the second half, you took your chances brilliantly. It could have been more than three.
Yeah, a really tough place to come, and you know, Ards, particularly under Colin, have done quite well here. And I don't remember a game that's been straightforward against them. So we were under no illusions today, I think, how hard it was going to be. And from an away performance, we can't ask for anything more. As you say, probably the first half, I don't think we hit the heights that we'd hit in recent weeks. And I thought we lacked a wee bit of courage just to pass the ball as well as we have passed it in recent weeks. We spoke about it at half time, but I just thought in the second half in particular, we got the ball down a lot more and started to string passes together. And when we do that, we get the correct players on the ball. And when we get the correct players on the ball, then we've got a chance of doing some damage.
And you made an early substitution in the second half. Jimmy McGonigal came on with about 7 minutes gone in the second half. Within 3 minutes, you were 1-0 up, and he was involved in the first goal. It was his shot that eventually was parried to Josh Carson, and he of course was involved in the penalty as well.
Listen, Jimmy has made unbelievable progression the last couple of years, and it was probably one of the toughest decisions I've had to make in a long time in relation to calling the team this Saturday, because Jamie, through his own progress, was involved with under-21s and missed the last two games for us. Ian Park will come in and has done fantastically well and was really good against Glenavon last week. But I also, in my conscience, didn't want to punish Jamie for being successful, and being away with under-21s was a reward as far as I would have looked at it. But in the same context, I think I had to do right by Ian today as well to give him a shot at it. And I don't think it was that Ian hadn't played well today. I think possibly, as you've alluded to as well, I think the game was just crying out for that. Something different, that wee bit of quality, and Jamie just had that look in his eye today where I felt he knew it was right to put him in the bench, but he knew that if he got on, he wanted to do it, and that's the star quality that he has. And the shot for the first goal and the strength to hold off the defender was brilliant, and I thought the way the run for the second, particularly how he slowed down to attract the defender in to then speed up again and get the penalty, was brilliant forward play, and listen, that's what Jamie's all about.
And Owen, last season it was a really good season for you, a lot of pluses. If there was one negative thing, it might have been the fact that perhaps you felt you could have scored more goals last season. This season, 7 games gone, 7 League Cup games, you're averaging almost 3 a game.
That's a great start and a nice one to know. And if we could keep that going, it would be brilliant. And listen, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that you score goals, you give yourself a chance of winning games. And it's obviously important to keep them out at the other end. So it's nice that we're starting to win with goals. And probably more than that, I think it's the fact that they're coming from all over the pitch. Stephen O'Donnell's weighed in with a few from defence. Our whole midfield have all scored, are all weighing in with goals and strikers as well. So it augurs well from that point of view, the fact that they're coming from all angles of the pitch.
And Orin, I know you don't like talking about being title contenders or anything like that this stage of the season, but if you keep continuing the way you are, at some stage will you sit the players down and say, lads, we really are in this title race? Does that happen at some stage?
Never, absolutely doesn't. It's they got pats on the back and they got a bit of praise after the game about how they managed the second half. We'll enjoy our bus journey home, and when we come in on Tuesday night, today we'll be scratched and we get to work about beating what will be a very tough opposition next week in Carrick. And they're all in the game long enough, I'm in it too long, to know that the minute you take your eye off the ball and start getting carried away and starting to believe bits and pieces of hype that are out there, that you're in big, big trouble. And the key thing is that we keep everybody's feet in the ground, and the only thing that we can control is the next match, and that's all we look to control. So we'll get down to work Tuesday and Thursday of next week, and we look forward to what will be a tough, tough game next Saturday.